northward to extend the brick patio area. Bollards have been extended, asphalt and walkway has been removed. Another one is no outdoor entertainment, including live bands. Currently, as testified, there are speakers that play music from the inside. When you open up the garage doors in the back, they go outside. It can be heard outside in the outdoor area. And also the Nautilus next door. The application is to increase the outdoor area with recreation, which is a form of entertainment for the customers. And again, that would be contrary to the conditional of a prior approval. And again, there's a number of conditions 8, 15, and 18, looking at no outdoor music, speakers, or entertainment. And then finally, bocce and outdoor entertainment was already present in the summer of 2015, and as stated in January 2016, the board resolution, there was a lot of discussion by the board and the adjacent Nautilus regarding the noise emanating from the rear yard. The placement of the bocce courts, tables, and bar had a significant negative impact on the neighbor's quality of life, according to the board, and the applicant stipulated that it would abide by those terms and conditions of the original approval. No tables, couches, seating areas shall be provided in the rear yard, and no other entertainment devices or facilities should be located thereon. So, saying all that, the applicant has either one, not met the conditions of the prior approval, or two, that the application is proposing things that would be in direct conflict to the conditions of the prior approval. Under section 130-42 of the ordinance, there's a buffer strip of 15 feet that's required between non-residential and residential lots. This hasn't been provided along the parking area, the Sunoco parking lot, nor at the intersection of the parking lot and the lot where the building's located. Within the buffer strip, this parking, curbing, the proposed trash enclosures, and under the definition of buffer strip in the ordinance, that area has to be clear of all structures and all activities. And I think from a planning perspective, the buffer area is extremely important when separating the commercial and residential uses. And I think this is a perfect example of why a buffer strip would be appropriate to separate the Nautilus condo parking with the parking, the proposed parking of the Sunoco lot. Going into the positive and negative criteria, the positive of the application does not satisfy the positive criteria. And in my opinion, the application doesn't promote several purposes of the municipal land use law. First, purpose A, promoting the health, safety, and general welfare. The expansion of the use would not promote the public health, safety, and general welfare, particularly with respect to the use, the residential uses of the Nautilus. There's been very little, in my opinion, to mitigate the expansion of the use to the neighborhood. As you can see from N6, looking from the Nautilus into the backyard, from the second floor, that view is still going to be maintained. You'll still be able to see what's going on in the back. You'll be able to hear the bocce and the noise being made by patrons up until 10 o'clock. The applicant is proposing uses in the rear yard, the site that have already been discussed by the board and deemed to be detrimental to the board's public general welfare. And this is in addition to the outdoor recreation not being part of a restaurant use. Applicant's not providing a 15-foot buffer area to the easement, and there will be an encroachment into the easement area from the garbage vehicles due to the location of the proposed trash and recycling. Doesn't meet the purpose I, which is promoting a desirable visual environment, and that's due to the intensity of the site. It's especially not desirable for the adjacent Nautilus residents. Doesn't meet purpose C, promoting the establishment of appropriate population densities. This is an expansion of an existing use in the rear yard with uses that are not permitted. It does not buffer existing residences. The population density could be increased due to the size of the facility and proposed activities to the rear yard. It would not contribute to the well-being of the neighborhood. And finally, purpose H, promoting the free flow of traffic. And again, there will be times when the residents may not be able to exit the Nautilus because the garbage trucks are blocking the easement. As far as the negative criteria is concerned, the application would be substantially detrimental to the public good and the zoning ordinance, in my opinion, for several reasons. First, to the neighborhood, outdoor seating and outdoor entertainment and recreation would be detrimental to the neighborhood due to noise, the proximity to residential uses. The proposal would encourage additional patrons to congregate and gather in the backyard. Again, it's contrary to the board resolution, which specifically wanted to control the size of the outdoor dining area, prohibit outdoor entertainment, especially with proximity to the uses next door. As far as the zoning ordinance, it would be detrimental to the zoning ordinance because the use does not meet the intent of the definition of a restaurant, provides entertainment which is not permitted or accessory use under the restaurant definition. It would become a much more intense use than what was previously contemplated. And finally, just the concluding remarks. In my opinion, there's no rational planning justification in intensifying the site and adding entertainment recreation to the rear yard. It would be contrary to the ordinance regulations, the definition of the restaurant, and also resolution of the previous approvals. There's been no change in circumstances, in my opinion, which would allow for outdoor seating and recreation area to the rear. The SEPRIGHT ordinance does not allow for outdoor recreation as either a permitted or accessory permitted use in the VR zone. Any use which is contrary to the general intent of the zone is prohibited. There's several conditions from the prior approval that have not been met, including the fact that the applicant still has more outdoor seating than what the board mandated in its resolution. Very little has been offered to mitigate the intensity of the site and the use. The proposal does not meet several purposes of the MLUL, in my opinion. And variance relief should only be granted in those unusual circumstances that would serve the general welfare and not impair the purposes and intent of the zoning regulations. And the applicant, in my opinion, has not satisfied that burden. And that's the end of direct testimony.
Board members, questions? No?
Okay. What would you say to the earlier testimony that entertainment was a, what's the expression?
Accessory
use to the restaurant.
In my opinion, it's not accessory use to the restaurant. It's not in the definition. I don't think that playing bocce ball, and cornhole, is, you know, while waiting for a table, I think that's an area where people will come to congregate. And I think Mr. Bonfiglio's earlier testimony was that he was providing that outdoor area as an area for people to congregate, not necessarily just to wait. And I think really the way it's designed, I think that's the way the use would be, you know, would be used.
Do you think it would be better without?
Like, what about it, like a shuffleboard type of thing?
That's outdoor recreation.
So it's different, indoor-outdoor is the difference?
Either? Well, no, I think it's just recreation. You're offering a recreational area. I mean, that's not a permitted use, and it's not a permitted accessory use. And it's not an accessory use to a restaurant.
So again, my question, the restaurants and all that have shuffleboard in them or, you know, that type of thing, you would say that's not, I don't know the answer, I'm just asking you.
Well, I think that shuffleboard, you play that outside, it's similar to bocce ball, it's similar to cornhole. I mean, I think that's an outdoor recreational use, and I mean, in this case...
So if it's outdoor, you think it becomes something different than the shuffleboard that's inside?
Well, it's out...
You know those shuffleboard tables?
The shuffleboard that's indoor.
Oh, the indoor ones?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's indoor. I mean, I think the problem...
Well, it is indoor, but as I'm asking you, is the difference because this is outdoor?
The problem is that this is outdoor, this is adjacent to the Nautilus, you know? It's just...
But the type of use...
It's going beyond where the building stops.
Right.
You know, it's an outdoor use.
So that's...
You can drink there.
I think it's the difference.
You can have, you know, recreation.
You establish you could dine outside, right? And that's part of the...
Only in that, not in the rear part. Only in that little patio, 20-by-40 patio.
No, but just dining out on decks that are part of a building...
Oh, yeah, right.
Is considered the building.
Correct.
Right, so there's indoor, outdoor stipulations.
So that outdoor dining area is considered the building under our...
Accessory use can probably be...
So he's saying beyond that shouldn't be permitted, though.
Right, and that's what his difference is, that beyond that building, I think, is what Andy's saying, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay.
But you said that's dining area. You consider that dining?
Well...
Having a drink is not dining. Dining is eating. Do you agree?
Dining, I mean, well...
Yes or no?
You have to look at...
Yes or no? Is dining eating or not eating?
Dining is eating.
Okay, so there's not service and...
Then there's no...
There's no food out there.
There's no food out there.
I think there will be.
But I think, yeah, I think that's going to be a hard thing to enforce, where you can get a pizza or wings or something inside, bring them outside with your, you know, your cocktail or whatever.
But you can only get them if you have a table already.
Well...
That's what they've testified.
I understand that, but I'm looking at the practical aspect of what's going on.
I got you.
In addition to, you know, it's not just that, but it's in addition to their, you know, outdoor recreation. It's the combination of the two.
Congregating.
The congregating of people in groups.
You're offering, you know, outdoor recreation as, you know, a destination spot. And like I said before, you don't have to necessarily use the restaurant. You can just grab a drink and just go to the backyard and just use that. And I think that goes well beyond the definition of a restaurant, and it goes beyond just waiting for a table.
Would your opinion be different if alcohol was not permitted in that, you know, from the fence back or the trellis or whatever it is?
I think that would certainly help, but you still have the, you know, you still have the seats out there where people can congregate to have outdoor recreation. They're going to, you know, they're going to go and look at the boats and, you know, that type of thing, so... I mean...
You can't tell people they can't walk back and look at the boats.
But...
What if the games were out there?
Except that you have...
The congregating areas.
I mean, you're encouraging...
You're creating the seating, you're saying the seating.
You're encouraging people to do that.
Yeah.
Right. But I mean, our master plan does encourage use of the river, but what your point is that creating the seating areas makes it different, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, well, in addition to having the restaurant right there, you know, the combination of the two.
You did make a good point about the takeout spots, and that there is no, I don't see a lot of people taking food in and out, but they should probably have a few spots.
I think once they put the new parking lot in, I think it'll define where you can park, where you can drive, and when you can't drive. I think right now people go there, they don't know where to go.
Yeah, right now it's just totally wide open.
When it's a designated spot and driveways and arrows, I don't think you'll see that problem in the future.
What I'm saying is that they should have some designated spots for takeout.
Yeah, but blocking their easement, I don't think that'll happen once it's an established parking lot there.
I'm not so sure about that because, you know, suppose all the parking lots, you know, spaces are taken up. This almost looks like a parking space. The resident or the patron's going to think, oh, I'm just going to go in there and get my pizzas. The problem I had when I was there, I was stopped by somebody getting four pizzas. I could not get out of the Nautilus because somebody was parking within the easement. They blocked their car. I had to wait. There's no other way out of the Nautilus. That's the problem.
Right now, that easement, it's totally
chaos.
No man's land over there. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't even tell what's going on.
There's
no stripes. Like with the new parking lot with arrows, and I mean, that won't happen.
Well, you still don't have an outflow, a pickup, or
not that that won't happen. I don't think it. I don't
well,
think
it'll happen a lot less.
Yeah. Or not at all.
Yeah.
don't think people are going to stop and park in a driveway.
No, there's going to be yellow stripes.
Once they know it's a driveway. Right now, you don't know what it is, it looks like a field.
Well, if one of the biggest assets is the river, and you're trying to keep people from going to the river, if I told the people at the Nautilus they can't go down to the river, they're going to be pretty pissed. So now you're trying to say that this restaurant can't have their customers go look at the river during the day, and that's one of the biggest assets of Seabright.
Well, what I'm saying is that...
What would you recommend?
What I'm saying is that...
Offer a solution.
There's no provision in the ordinance for outdoor recreation in that zone. The solution is to change the ordinance.
Yeah, I think there's a difference between people, what they're doing now is, walking around and looking at the river than actually having loud games and encouraging...
So if you get rid of the games, you're good?
And the...
As far as the backyard, I think that's a significant improvement. That's the biggest concern.
But you're still going to have people can congregate in the backyard, back there late at night.
Late at night is a different story, but during the day, if people want to walk around, I don't think anyone has a real problem with that. It's the loud games and the constant noise of the games and the...
They
close at 10.
Right. That's okay. I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying, I believe that people at the Nautilus would be okay if there were no games to have the people go back there until 10 o'clock. That's not the problem they have.
They kind of have to be.
Yeah, it's their property. And my point is, that's not a problem. That's not the issue. That's not the issue. Yeah, the issue is the loud games.
You don't want the games at all during the day.
Correct.
Yes.
That's
day or night.
Right.
Any other questions from the board on the testimony?
Yeah, let's move this on.
Let's open to the public. Is there any question about the testimony, or Marty, do you want to?
Yes, I have some. I'll try and be as quick as I can.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, literally, I turn into a pumpkin at 11, so.
And I fall asleep. You might be happy with that.
Whenever you're ready.
We're ready.
Go for it.
Mr. Thomas?
Yes.
You were not here when the applicant did the first application, were you?
I was not.
So you were not familiar, you've never read the transcript of that hearing, did you?
No, I did not.
So you don't know that the applicant didn't propose anything for the rear of the property at that time, is that correct?
In the original one?
Yeah. What did he propose for the rear?
I don't know about in the original.
Didn't propose anything? The only thing that was opposed for the rear was utilization of this area for a dumpster, and also improving the boardwalk, okay, and putting up some shrubbery on each side. The applicant did not propose any seating in the rear at that time because the applicant was concerned about getting the main operation up and running in light of what transpired here in Seabright. Now, it's easy to take things out of context in 2017, but remember what happened in 2012 and where we were in 2015 when the place was...
Over there.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Let's just remember, okay?
You're referring to, just so you...
I'm referring to an exhibit that, for some reason, has no marking on it, but it's two photos, one of the prior building condition, and one of Tommy's Tavern's present condition, and we can mark this A.
And, 16.
16. So you were not around for the hearings that time, were you?
No.
Okay. So if I were to tell you the applicant came before the board then and said, I have no plans for the rear yard, but I would like to have entertainment out there in the form of music and some bands.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And would you argue with me that in fact the applicant backed off that based upon what the board had said to them at that time, that we do not want music in the backyard?
I saw that in the resolution.
Okay. And could one confer, in fact, that since the client did not make any plans for the backyard at the time, that the controversy or the testimony surrounded live music and music in general in the back?
That was one of the things, but they also said no outdoor seating in the backyard as well.
That's right. And the reason for that is because the applicant at that time proposed no outdoor seating in the back, other than the patio area.
Harry.
Stop. This is not us. Go, we'll do it at the end.
Okay. As a matter of fact, the board wanted, suggested maybe the applicant make it a parking lot in the back. That was the suggestion for the rear, but you weren't here then, were you?
No.
What, based upon your testimony, it appears that the Nautilus inhabitants don't want anything to go on that backyard, nothing at all.
I think that they're concerned about the noise from congregating in the backyard. In addition to...
So, noise generated by patrons in the backyard?
Patrons in the backyard.
What time of day?
Well, during the day and at night.
So, the entire day, basically.
They're concerned about noise from that site, from the outdoor recreation and people congregating there and drinking.
So, basically, their position is they don't want to see anything at all in the backyard.
I don't think that that's true.
Well, what do you suggest then they would permit in the backyard?
I would suggest what the board suggested, no outdoor seating.
No outdoor seating.
For this, no, he's asking questions of what the board may or may not be thinking they would want. It's a hypothetical.
No, he asked what he recommended.
What do you recommend?
He indicated, Mr. Thomas, I think, can answer that. I mean, he adequately said what his reasons, what he thought that the rear area was being used improperly, not in accordance with the zoning ordinance.
Right.
And I think the question is what would be his opinion that it could be used for.
What could it be used for?
I would agree with what the board said. No outdoor seating, and you know, you can't have any outdoor recreation.
So, your opinion is that based upon this plan, where the applicant has self-disciplined himself, where basically he has formulated a plan where he can close off the backyard at 10 p.m. in the evening,
mm-hmm.
Okay, no outdoor music, no live bands, no tiki bar, okay? That's all something that the applicant put in on his own, self-imposed policing, that's not good enough.
Well, there is outdoor music. I mean, you have speakers, and there was testimony about that, from the inside going, you know, out to the outdoors.
Okay. Has my client been charged with any violations under noise ordinance?
Not that I know.
Now, are you aware of the fact that your testimony relates to things that are prohibited? In other words, your opinion is that the seating area and the bocce ball and the cornhole games are prohibited because they're not specifically enunciated in the ordinance as accessory or incidental uses?
Correct.
Okay. But there are incidental uses and customary uses that are not necessarily included in the ordinance, isn't that correct?
Yes.
Okay, for example, we have beach clubs across the street, okay? They have other accessory uses other than the utilization of the beach, don't they?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure. You don't know if they have a restaurant in them. You're not sure if they have a volleyball court. You're not sure if they have a swimming pool. Okay. Now, those type of accessory or incidental uses may not be set forth specifically in an ordinance, but one can assume for a moment, and based upon logic, that they would be incidental or customary to a beach club. Is that fair to say?
I don't know what zone they're in. I don't know.
Well, let me ask you a question generally. What would be customary or incidental to a beach club?
Well, a beach club's different than a restaurant.
I asked you a question. Can you answer it or not?
Swimming pool, outdoor recreation.
Mm-hmm. And just because that's not included in the ordinance doesn't mean it's prohibited.
I don't know what the definition of the beach club is in the ordinance.
All right, well, let me ask you another question. What's customary and incidental to a restaurant?
Some sort of outdoor seating, as long as it's within the patio area.
Okay, so outdoor seating, defined.
Which is defined.
Defined in some respects, right?
Yes.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Is not my client's current plan have defined seating in the rear yard?
It does. It exceeds that.
Okay. Does not my client's use of the rear yard for a bocce ball and cornhole game define as to area and as to time limits?
That's part of your site plan.
But that was never in the first plan that you were here for, was it? Where the applicant came in back in 2015 with that plan, and the board said, no, we're not going to let you have that seating in the back like you show on that plan. We're not going to let you have that bocce ball court like you show on a plan.
But I object to the...
Excuse me, you can object.
I'm making my objection. I object to the...
I didn't finish my question.
...classification of the prior testimony and application. It's not before the board at this point in time. And there's no way to tell whether or not Mr. McGann is accurately conveying the prior testimony.
I was here for those hearings.
So as long as if you want to call it hypothetical, call it a hypothetical, and I won't have an objection.
Well, what's the question, first off? I'm not sure what it was.
The question was simply, we are now coming with a defined plan as the area, as the scope, and as the time.
Do you know on the original site plan whether or not there was seating and outdoor recreation proposed? In the original site plan.
I know from what the resolution stated.
It wasn't on there, so, I mean, I'll tell you.
So
what happened, though, Dave, because Mr. DeSanto's having an apoplexy over here.
Well, the first...
Hold everything. Stop.
Please.
Okay, what happened is they came in with a plan that didn't have anything for the rear until Bonfiglio started testifying, saying, oh, and I want to have bands, and this looks really nice in this corner, I'm going to put a tiki bar, and the board went, what? You don't have any of this on the plans. You're not doing it. No way. We don't know about lighting. We don't know about noise. We don't know about anything. That's not on your plan. It's not part of the application. What are you talking about? And he said, oh, all right, I'll withdraw it. And that's why we put in the thing. No. Now, on the second one.
That's my point. There was no, there was my point.
And then he overstepped his bounds, according to, you know, some people, that by putting in the cornhole. So on the second time, you definitively said, we don't want any of that on there. So that was it. But it wasn't on the plan, which is why the board got upset, because he started testifying that he was going to do all that stuff. And there was no testimony as to, you know,
there was no plan.
Anything.
There was no self-pleasing.
It's all coming back now.
This is entirely different plan, because it wasn't a plan for the backyard. Right. That's my point.
You can listen to Dave. Okay?
The plan now is defined as the scope and as the time and as conditions. And that's the differential the board has to realize. Now, in terms of your accessory non-permitted uses, all right, we were talking from there will be customary incidental to a restaurant. You didn't necessarily answer that question, and I think we got interrupted. But be that as it may, your point is that this isn't just a site plan, okay? But there's a higher burden on the applicant because, in your opinion solely, that seating outside in this small bocce area, one bocce ball court, okay, is not incidental and customary.
Correct.
If the board were to find to the contrary, however, this is under site plan approval, does it not?
Yes.
Now, in terms of the parking lot, do you know if the gasoline station convenience store ever had a buffer between its property and the Norwood's property?
I'm not sure. No, I don't know that.
Do you know when the Norwood's property was developed, whether or not in that development they proposed a buffer on their own property?
The Nautilus property?
Yeah.
Between them and the...
Yeah.
Did
they self-impose a buffer for themselves?
When it was constructed in 1956?
Yeah.
No.
So, what you're suggesting, however, though, in light of the present configuration of this building's footprint that has been there for a very long time, I guess you would admit that, and the configuration of the existing Norless, which you just said has been there for a very long time, mm-hmm. you still insist that a buffer, which would normally be set forth in a different setting, would be something that's important to you.
Yes.
Despite never having it in the past.
Well, what you're doing is reconstructing the Sunoco parking lot, and you could put a buffer between the parking lot and the Norless parking lot.
And you acknowledge the fact that there's a fence, and also a board member asked that the applicant impose plant shrubbery along the fence line in the rear, and the applicant was willing to do that. Do you recognize that?
I agree, but it's not 15 feet, and that's what the zoning ordinance calls for.
Okay. Now, in terms of the easement area, the driveway area, you mentioned that this easement area is being utilized by Tommy's and it's being blocked by delivery trucks, and that there's no area for a pickup for a takeout service, right?
Correct.
Now, the applicant proposes, again, self-imposed, a series of signs on this, in this parking lot.
Yes.
To warn people not to do that. Do you not acknowledge that the applicant has heard the concerns of the Nautilus people and has in fact defined the egress off the site and has in fact placed proper signage to eliminate some of the complaints that the Nautilus people have complained about?
Well, they have done that. It still doesn't stop the garbage truck from blocking the easement. Still doesn't stop people from blocking
that. But that's a private right. That's a private right between the applicant, okay, my client, and the Nautilus. And if the Nautilus feels that their rights are being infringed, they have a remedy, don't they? And it's not through this board, it's through the court.
Yes.
That's correct, right?
Yes.
So if there's a problem, they do have a remedy. And my client has testified he's not looking to make a problem. Okay? He's looking to have a place where state-of-the-art trash receptacle. Right?
This is site plan approval before the board.
That's right. That's correct. That's right. So you don't think this trash receptacle is an improvement over what exists in the rear?
The location is not.
The location is not. But other than that, you feel it is an improvement based upon what's being offered here. A roof, doors, murals painted on it, ventilation, the ability to air condition it, a floor drain, and a utilization of an organic substance.
And again, that was my testimony, was that that was never proven.
Well, do you realize that the documentation was given to your lawyer on that very subject matter and also to Mr. Holder based upon the board's requirement? And I have never heard a comment back about the documentation I gave them about that system. You're aware of that?
I don't know. I think you were. Right. It's like a pumpkin's being created tonight. There's a vibration.
That's it. That's happened.
Just bear with me, I'm trying to
sure
get through this as fast as we can.
I fall asleep, I snore.
Take your
time, Marty.
So did my dog. I don't know about you, but I heard a class of thunder last night. I don't know if it was this town, but man,
it woke me up.
That's why we're all tired today. We didn't get any sleep last night.
I thought it was the dog snoring.
I think they finally dropped a bomb on New York City.
You shouldn't take the whole meeting next time about this one.
Right.
So, you feel that this proposal, based upon the use variance associated with the parking lot, substantially deviates from the zoning ordinance. This is a use variance I'm talking about for parking lot.
Just for the parking lot?
Yes.
Deviates from the what?
From the ordinance.
No. I really didn't get into the parking lot use. It's
so you're okay with the parking lot?
I didn't say I was okay with it. I said
you don't think it's good? You don't think it's a good utilization for Tommy's restaurant?
It's a change of use.
Do you see any substantial impairment to the zoning ordinance if the parking lot was built as planned?
You don't
planned by both the borough and my client.
You don't have a buffer to the Nautilus.
Other than that.
Possibly.
So you don't see a substantial impairment. You don't see any substantial detriment to the public good if the parking lot were constructed, do you?
No.
Okay. So Tommy's is a permitted use, is it not?
Yes.
So there really can't be any substantial detriment to the public good based upon that use because it is a permitted use. Is that correct?
It's permitted use.
And taking it a step further, if one would find that the seating in the back and the modest entertainment area that's planned is accessory to the permitted use, then it would be illogical or unfounded to determine that that would have a substantial detriment to the zoning ordinance or to the public good, would it?
It does.
Well, that's because you determined that the accessory use is not permitted.
That's right.
But other restaurants in town have
His opinion is it's not an accessory.
Right. It's not, well, it's therefore not permitted.
Correct.
Right. But if it were permitted, the board would define that it is permitted. It's incidental, like other restaurants have outdoor seating. Then there could not be.
That's up to the board.
I know, but if they think that.
He'd disagree with us if we did that, is what he said.
He would disagree with that, I understand. But what I'm saying is this.
We get it, we got it.
You get it, right? The restaurant is permitted use.
Right. If the board found it to be accessory, then there's no detriment.
There can't be any detriment.
Gotcha.
Unfounded in law.
That's the if with that, but yes.
You don't have any problem with the sign variance, do you, on the north side of the?
I didn't look at the sign.
You don't care about that, right? What about the 18-inch jump butt out there of the building, the setback? You have any problem with that? I mean, we did move it further away from your client's property, so we wouldn't have a variance from your client's property line, because as you remember, we need a variance from your client's property. But we moved it away from your client's property to eliminate that variance, and we need a little variance there of 18 inches in the front. You don't have a problem with that.
It's still closer than to where the.
No, I'm talking about the.
No, he's talking about the butt out.
The setback.
Jut out.
Setback?
Yeah.
The jut out there.
No, there's no problem.
It's actually for the stair.
Now, there really isn't any problem either with the side yard, isn't it? Because in actuality, and based upon the stipulation my client is going to enter into, this parking lot will always be part of Tommy's. And if it is ever sold off, then the applicant would have to come back to this board for an approval. Is that correct?
There is a problem with the side yard because it's going into the easement.
It's not going into the easement. We will never interfere with the easement.
If the lots were merged, would that change your opinion on it? If they were merged?
No.
And then wouldn't the side yard be at the other end?
Because you still have the easement going through it.
Right.
No, but that's not a setback.
But you wouldn't have a side yard problem.
You don't have a setback from the easement, you have a setback on property line.
Right.
So if this were merged with this piece of property in the same ownership, you wouldn't have a side yard variance.
Well, then you wouldn't have a side yard variance.
You wouldn't have a side yard variance. But if the applicant is willing to stipulate that this will always be part of that, and the parking will always be for Tommy's, then it really doesn't make any difference, does it? Does it?
Wow.
That's, come on. It really doesn't.
Give it to him.
Come on.
It would be part of the same lot.
It's not. So look.
And there would be no.
The long short of it is this, folks. This gentleman, as the expert for the Norlis, has no problem with the parking. Yeah, he would like to see a little greater buffer. But we've done the best we can. We've put up a fence, and we put up some landscaping based upon Elizabeth's suggestion, okay? So he has no problem with that. He really doesn't have a problem with the side yard variance either, because in actuality, it's really one piece of property.
He has a big problem with the use of the rear yard for the entry.
If I may. And he doesn't have a problem with the Tommy's restaurant, because it is, in fact, a permitted use. And if, in fact, the board finds that these are customary and incidental uses in the rear to a permitted use.
Are you summing up for us now?
No, I'm asking. I'm going to ask him a question. Let me finish. I'm getting there. I'm watching the clock. I'm trying. He really doesn't have a problem if it's a.
I succinctly put it. His problem is the rear yard, the use of the rear yard for the entertainment.
And what you're really trying to do here, what you're really trying to do is. Right. Your client really doesn't want Tommy's to use the rear yard at all, right?
I never said that.
Well, come on. That's basically said.
No, I didn't.
All right, so when will you let him use it? And how will you let him use it?
I don't have that alternative.
You have no alternative. By the way, you're the one that's proposing something. He's reviewing what you
want. Well, I asked him what would
be. It's not up to him to give you an alternative.
I understand that, but what would be acceptable?
Board for the board.
Well, let me say this, Ms. Thomas. Throughout the course of this, all these hearings, has not my client listened to your client's concerns, installed panels, sound attenuation panels in the rear, based upon your concerns that the music is coming out of the building, and he's installing attenuation panels? Isn't he not?
He is.
Okay. Is he not closing off the rear yard after 10 o'clock at night?
Yes.
Okay. Is he not moved the trash area further away from your client's property?
Slightly.
Okay. has he not provided some buffering along the rear property line?
Some.
Okay. And has he said to this board that, in fact, he is not going to serve food or beverage in the rear yard of the property?
But he will still have drinking in the time?
Please not.
He did stipulate that, yes.
Did he not stipulate to that?
He didn't stipulate to that. I don't know if that's going to be enforceable or not.
Well, that's not your position. That's not the board's position. The board's not, right? The board's not charged with enforcement. You know that.
You did stuff.
You know. He did stuff. That's correct. Okay. So all in all, at the end of the day, your client really doesn't want any use in the back, from what I can gather.
Again, I didn't say that.
Okay. And you would have a problem with reasonably use the rear yard then, I suspect.
I don't know what you're proposing.
Well, I'm proposing a limitation as to scope, okay, and as to time, self-imposed.
I understand that. Self-imposed.
But that's not good enough. It's not good enough for your client, based upon all the things my client did when he listened to all your client's complaints about noise, and about hours, and about activity, and about smells coming from dumpsters. All those things my client addressed. Your client's still not happy about it, right?
You didn't reconcile. There was no testimony how you reconciled a use in the back that's really like a hybrid use with it not being permitted.
We reconciled that it was accessory use,
which is not permitted.
He disagrees that it's accessory.
It is permitted.
He already testified to that.
Thank you all. I think I've included.
Again.
And I don't think you want to hear from me anymore.
No.
You were on a run there. I won.
Yeah, man.
I got a lot of steam.
I got my second win, Nate.
That's your retirement.
I got my second win. You know? I still got it in
two or three final sessions.
We'll get that in the next week.
We got to wrap up.
I know we're going to get enough attention.
Because the public has a right to ask questions.
I have a right to reach across again. Correct, but if you'd like me to wait till next year, no one's paying attention. That's all. Wait till next year.
We're going to have to. Yeah. We're going to open it to the public for general.
I technically should be able to ask the questions.
Go ahead. No, that's true. That has to happen. Because otherwise, the public would have to go again after this reading.
Go ahead and do it.
Andy, get back up there. Andy, too. Andy, too. Not Andy, one.
Mr. Thomas, again, they asked some questions about what would be, if there would be an impact, if there's a big difference between, if the two lots were merged. That's a hypothetical. It's not actually on the site plan. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's not being proposed.
So there's no actual merger of lots, and their indication that it's not a variance is incorrect, correct?
No, we didn't indicate it wouldn't be, but yes, everybody knows.
They do need a variance that they're asking for.
Yes.
Yeah,
for the side yard.
For the side yard, yeah.
And they've prepared a site plan that has numerous variances, isn't that correct?
Yes.
And the totality of all of these variances, when taken as a whole, as a site plan, there is a problem with that, in your opinion, that it's not proper planning, or it doesn't meet the proper planning standards, it's not in conformity with the zone plan and zoning ordinance?
That's correct.
And if we were to take each little individual variance, such as an 18-inch kickout, that has a different impact than when it's next to a elimination of a 15-foot buffer and all the other variances that they're asking for, correct?
That's correct.
So in your opinion, this plan still does not meet the proper criteria that is required to get the variances that they're requesting?
In total, yes.
Okay, and as a whole, this application is seeking a substantial increase in the intensity of use than is currently situated?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Let me ask one more question. How is use so intensified? If the applicant says, as I see it, this area is going to basically be utilized for people waiting for tables. How is it being intensified if it's going to be limited to cut off at 10 o'clock at night?
It's not being used for people just waiting for tables. Mr. Bonfiglio testified to that.
No, my client said the reason for this, okay, is because people are congregating. This was his testimony. Congregating outside the front door, inside the front door, clogging up the area where waiters and waitresses and servers have to work, and people coming in and out. And as a reason for that, And when he came into this application 2 years ago, he was not aware of the nature and extent of the amount of business he would be doing, that he would have people waiting outside his door. And as a solution for that, he's devised this plan in the rear.
But he's gone way beyond that by offering active recreation as part of that area.
And they can't someone use it while they're waiting for table? You say no.
No.
We'll let the board.
Okay, I'm done.
We're going to wrap it up now.
Can I just say something? The, over where the anchorage is, they're putting in a park, passive recreation, beautifully landscaped with benches. Why can't it just be passive recreation?
Good point.
Where people can sit quietly and wait for their, why does everybody have to be running around playing games and screaming and making noise? Can't people just be quiet for once?
That's a consideration a board can make.
Had a long night, huh?
Be like a meeting house, quicker meeting house.
Right. I mean, just sit quietly, watch the river, look at the plants.
Our next available date, this isn't great news for anybody.
You can re-retire anything you want.
It's not like a place I want to go. Relax.
May 23rd is our next available spot.
Or June.
Unless we get it.
That's, what's May 23rd, Memorial Day?
Well, we're going to, can you make it any sooner?
I mean.
Yeah, if you pay.
They pay for special meetings. You don't have a problem with that.
We don't get paid, though.
I know you don't.
Thursday is April 20th. April 20th?
You'd have to notice, though.
No, that's a scheduled board meeting.
Say again?
I will not be here, I don't believe I'll be here April 20th. Tell me this stuff on.
That's good enough.
Unless, you know, I can.
Sure, Marty, you could have dinner. That would help.
Can't do that. Can't do that.
He's good for the 20th. One of our councilmen.
Can we give him permission to do the parking lot?
He's good for the 20th.
April 20th.
He's good.
Okay. Yeah, it's a, we advertise.
No further notes.
Correct, no further notes. It's an advertised meeting, April 20th.
Just parse it out.
Yep, it's a Thursday, though, so don't get confused.
So let the record show that this application will be carried to April 20th, Thursday, with no further notice.
It's been advertised.
You better be here.
We advertised that at the beginning of the year.
20 what? 20.
20?
We do, remember?
We're going to open to the public if there's, I would beg you to just keep it to any new business.
17th, I know, is Monday.
Yeah, let's not rehash the whole.
Yeah, we don't need to rehash the whole.
That's Sunday.
Is there anyone in the public that cares to be heard this evening?
I'm not public, so I can't be heard.
Yeah, I think everybody.
I'm sure you'd like to hear me.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Not the public portion is now closed.
I'm not here the 22nd.
Oh, my God. Don't adjourn. Hang on, we're unadjourning. Martin?
Yeah, we have an issue with the.
We now have quorum issues because it's spring break for the local schools, and we're losing people.
Spring break?
May 9th?
May 9th.
Michael Lefari, May 9th?
I think so.
I think I'm okay.
And I'm reflecting that no one in the audience has left yet, so.
They don't have enough parking, we make more money, costs us at a buck an hour.
May 9th is okay.
May 9th.
I'm not here May 9th either.
You know.
Any problem, I swear. Yeah, I'm not.
Well, let's get it.
You have a good, where are you going?
I'm tired.
It's a little like this guy.
Can't do four, five, six, seven.
Yeah, everybody has to be here? Is that right?
We have enough.
May 9th.
Huh.
take off the...
We have, because of the use variance, you have these...
We have at least, we have one, two, three, four, five...
The use only pertains to the parking lots.
Six, and then you guys are both okay, so we have eight.
Let the record show that this application will be carried with no further notice to May 9.
I'll give you permission to do the parking, get the parking lot.
The games were, the night it became a carnival and a playground. It starts at 11 o'clock in the morning. 11 o'clock in the morning, kids been...
That's tonight at 7:30. I think it'll get better when it's a calling. There were kids climbing on the fence, so we said, where are you?